Okay. Moving on to item 10. Consider and take possible action on compensation committee recommendation regarding unrepresented retirement staff positions.
I have a question. On number one, and I'm sorry I need to be reminded of this, but there's just too much going on. Under the settled lawsuit, I thought the current unrepresented employees of the Retirement Association were no longer tied to the county structure in the sense of they wanted to be separate and apart. They wanted to be under the control of this board and not the Board of Supervisors.
I don't think it was the employees that wanted that. The board is the one that wanted to have authority over the staff.
Right.
And so that's exactly why I think that, and this is probably better for you to respond to, but this is why the committee wanted to take this intermediary step while the salary survey is being completed.
Well, but that's my question. I thought as part of the settlement that unrepresented employees of the Retirement Association no longer were tied to what the county wanted to do.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. They're now under the purview of this board.
Only. Okay.
But only the unrepresented. So
no,
we're doing the salary
no, I understand that.
Survey.
So this number but number one is only for unrepresented employees.
Right.
So my question is, how can you have your cake and eat it too?
How so?
If you don't want to be affiliated with the Board of Supervisors and what the board's going to do, why are you now turning around and saying, oh, but the board's going to do something in August and we want to get on that?
No, this is just an interim step until we can get the salary survey done, because these employees, which are very significant to this, the operation of this fund, not that the represented are not.
No, I understand.
But
they didn't take the cut.
Right, the only one that we have, yes, they did.
They did take
the
cut.
They did take the cut.
Okay, that's my, I'm sorry, I did not.
So this is attempting to restore at least a portion of that.
So they took the 2.75% cut.
I think it was larger than that, wasn't it? Or
it
did
was
they take it earlier?
Well, I mean, they're
the 2.75 or whatever the amount was.
2.75 salary.
Yeah.
Plus paying more for retirement, so they did take that.
Yes,
okay.
They took everything that because they were county employees.
Okay,
at the time.
And that's why I needed clarification. I did not get that step in there. Thank you,
Karen. And those increases, if they come, will be part of what the
no, that's
the
how
study
I read it.
Recognizes.
Right. No, and I recognize that. It's just that, forgive me, I was under the impression that they didn't take the cut. So if they didn't take the cut and now they're going to get the bump that's coming down the road, I understand it all boiled out. But they didn't, or they did take the cut, so I now understand. Thank you very much.
Except for Marilyn.
Does it matter if they took the cut? I mean, is that significant?
Yeah, from my perspective, it is.
Okay.
Louis?
Just got a question on this certification differentials. On their job specs, are they required to have those certifications? So that's above this. Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't on the flyer itself saying you need this is a requirement.
Yeah, there's one issue that Marilyn notified me of this morning that we didn't have the information when we had the committee meeting. Within this expected unrepresented management package that the county is proposing for their employees, there's an adjustment for attorneys of 1.5%.
I believe
that was part of their contract last year. I don't believe they're part of, I may be wrong, but we negotiated the district attorneys through 2015. It may have already been part of what they were going to do, so I'm not sure they come
up. I'm not sure.
They're not unrepresented.
That's what I was unclear about. Is county council? It was county council that would be covered by this unrepresented
actually
item.
We need to confirm that, because my understanding last year is we wanted to bring county council, not represented by DA, but whatever
the
DA and
the
PD
and
got, because they were lower. So they've gotten those bumps according to that. I'm not sure they're part of this. They may be, because I actually think somebody did ask that question, and I just can't remember
okay.
the answer to that.
So Marilyn, what's your understanding with regards to?
My understanding is that all county council got a 1.5% July 1. That was part of.
Which is consistent with the PD and DA.
Yeah, it wasn't part of this upcoming resolution.
Right, and there's another 2% coming next year. I don't know if it's January or July, so.
Yeah,
For them, that's.
Right, so they're not covered then by the upcoming county unrepresented management resolution.
So the county council is not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back on track now. Okay. So what the proposal is that immediately, well, we don't know the exact terms of the unrepresented or do.
I don't know them.
Okay.
It's coming up on August 6th to be effective August 1st. Today, we should have I can get a board order to you, or at least the draft of what it should be. And who's included? That's what you're trying to get at. If the county council's office is included within that unrepresented management,
or if they're getting more than what the general unrepresented was, because what the issue is here is that for the chartered financial analysts and the Association of Actuaries and also within our county department, the CPAs. Get a certification differential. Our attorney position does not. And our discussion within the committee was that we would like to give Karen's position a slightly more of a bump due to her education and everything like that, although being a member of the bar, being an attorney, is a requirement of her position. So we couldn't really do it that way. So we were looking at this 1.5% in addition to the 2% to the general unrepresented.
I wouldn't have a problem tying her salary to what the attorneys who work for the county are.
And that's kind of hard to do because
she's just one
merit
person.
Increase. Yeah, it's because she was brought in under a different
if it's one employment I
range.
Yeah. So I guess she did not her position, let's not make it personal, her position didn't get the 1.5% effective July 1.
Correct.
So what you're asking saying is
her position did. She was treated the same
as the
other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, well then yeah. She shouldn't be under. Then if she was treated the same as the others, then she should have followed.
But then she's also unrepresented.
But so is county council, and they're not getting the unrepresented. If I'll check on that. I think that's the question, isn't it? If county council, who are unrepresented, are getting the 2% COLA that the board is considering with the rest of the unrepresented, then should the position held by Karen Levy get the same? And I just can't remember if we're giving it to county council.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Karen's position should get the same bump up as all other unrepresenteds here. So
if it's just one person,
are getting 2%, and her position as, quote, an attorney is only getting 1.5%, that's not fair.
Is her position one of the ones that's being salary surveyed?
Yes.
Yes.
All retirement positions are being salary surveyed.
Okay.
And any increases, we will include everything in the salary
then it's
survey.
Not a big deal. I do have a question on number 2A. Again, we've had to negotiate so many different things. Is this the same as what the county negotiated with its unrepresented people who were hired after 2011, or is this different?
They stopped it.
I believe as of April 1st, 2011, they stopped the ability for new hires
to sell
back vacation and any.
Okay. So as to that particular thing, I would vote no when we vote, but I can support the rest of it.
And then I had a question. For the represented, we are doing a salary survey.
Everybody.
Any timeline on something like that?
Well, I should have a draft back in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping to have the person who has also used as an expert witness, very good a good source to present it to the board in early September, either the 4th or the 11th, I don't know the date yet.
Okay. You know, familiar, what's the management resolution, because I haven't really heard about that.
If I could, the board is currently in negotiations with all of our labor organizations. Local 21 are our mid-managers, and there's been an offer on the table of a 2% raise effective July 1, and a 2% raise effective next July 1, and $1,000 to be used to whatever way an employee wants to use it.
Signing bonus.
Well, you can call it whatever. We just don't want to tie it to health care. Right now, Local 21 has not agreed to those terms, and since they're out of contract, the longer they go, they're losing money from this board of supervisors' perspective, because it was effective July 1. We're still in negotiations. What the concern is that for our unrepresented, who are usually these same type level mid-managers, why should they be penalized or punished because Local 21 hasn't agreed to those what we've put on the table? Because there's no more money. There's just
you're
no
offering
more.
2% to all parties, the 21 and to the other.
No, well, it's on the table to 21. They haven't accepted it. We're saying to the rest of our unrepresented who cannot, for whatever reason, join Local 21, we're not willing to penalize them the longer this goes on. So we are putting on the board agenda for August 6th a resolution to give the same offer that we have on the table to Local 21 members to the rest of our unrepresented management, and it will become effective August 1st such that those employees will then see it on their September 10th check. Okay. So that's what number one is here, is, and that's why I asked. If they hadn't taken the cut, then I couldn't support
I understand that.
But they've taken the cut. So this is a I've met with so many different labor organizations who talk about retroactivity and making us whole. Never was to make
that's
anybody
whole.
That's
why I was asking.
Yeah. Right. That's why we made the permanent cuts that we did, so that we had a new base, so to speak, on. So this is actually a 4% raise through 2015, June 30, 2015, and then the $1,000.
Got it.
Just over and above that. So the majority, the average salary that we say for Local 21 is $77,000. And, you know, that's the average. But a lot of people make more than $100,000. So they're looking at a $5,000 bump, which pretty good considering where we've come from. What's holding it up is the health care costs. They want the employer to pay more.
Is there a reason why we're doing this now and not waiting for the whole survey and stuff to come back?
This is an interim fix. This is an interim fix for the salary reduction that our staff has had suffered.
Okay,
that
I'm just saying
that we didn't feel
fixed.
At the
time.
We didn't
get
feel
everything
at the
done
time.
And do it. The whole thing would get fixed all at once.
This any adjustments made interim will be taken
right,
into consideration.
Right, we'll get carried over. Sure.
Salary status.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so you just do it at once.
So with regards to item one, an unrepresented and the unrepresented's proposal by the Board of Supervisors, that would include Karen's position. And if there is
I'll get clarification, but I'm not going to oppose it if you know. If they're not getting the 2% and we feel that the position that is occupied by our attorney needs to be adjusted. I mean, it probably does. So it's going to wash out in the end anyway.
So with regards to this, Karen's position's adjustment would be no less than the 2%. If it was only 1.5% already, then it should be adjusted to 2%. If it includes a 1.5% adjustment and a 2% adjustment currently, then those adjustments should be made. We'll get that information.
So since she got the position, got the 1.5%, and if the rest of county council is not getting it, what we're saying is we'll give that position another 0.5%.
Correct.
Gotcha.
This recommendation also includes, I'd forgotten about the $1,000. When is that $1,000 payable? Do you recall?
It's going to be with the union, it would have been as soon as they signed.
Okay.
It wasn't going to necessarily be tied to a paycheck.
Okay.
But this probably will be.
Okay.
Because it's just easier to roll it all into one. I don't see us cutting $1,000 checks.
So if it's effective August 1st.
That's a good question. I'll check on that too, so and let you know.
It may be in the September 1st paycheck.
It'll be no later than
September 10th. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'll be no later than the September 10th.
Okay. So for that, this would also include the $1,000. Marilyn is also an unrepresented position in our association, so she would be covered by these terms also.
And I don't have a problem with that. One of the questions that's come up, and I don't know, maybe Marilyn can answer it, or we have to find out. I'm not sure yet if that $1,000 is pension compensable. So I'm being told by some labor organizations that it may not be because of the way it's being.
It probably won't be.
Titled. So
the $1,500 bonus they did the last time around was. I
we
believe.
Only did a.
$1,500. It was.
It was two $500.
It was two $500.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of the one before that. It was probably about 5 years ago.
Oh,
I believe it was, but I'll have to check with.
The good old days.
The 500 were. Okay,
okay, and I don't have a problem if they are or aren't. I just need to let people know.
It's
or
possible that it's
true, but we don't have any HIPAA members. Yeah, or you know, we.
The county does now.
Yeah, according. But so yeah, you all would know better. I guess is how it's classified. If it's a, I don't know.
Those two would know.
It either is or isn't. So people need to be aware that it reduces the amount you'll get in your check.
And Karen, with regards to the ability to sell back vacation, the reason for that is. We would rather have our staff at their desks than.
No, I understand. I just have to be consistent with
board.
My vote is for the Board of Supervisors. I feel pretty strongly about that.
That's
so
fine.
I can't vote one way here and another way there.
Okay. Do we want to, given that, do we want to take these one at a time in separate motions?
Can I ask one other point of clarification on two? It clearly suggests that it's only for people hired after April 1, 2000.
It's already there for those before.
It's already there. That's right. Okay.
That's why they separated
that's right.
it
that's right.
out. And that's correct. Why I thought we had made the change at the board.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. So can we have a motion with regards to item one?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Can I have a motion with regards to item two?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One no. One, any abstentions? Motion carries. Item three, recommendation three. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Carries. And a motion with regards to recommendation four.
Moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, and the salary survey may be in September sometime?
I'm hoping to get a draft before I leave for vacation, and then he's on vacation, so we're hoping to get it back to the board at one of the two September meetings.
Okay, and we'll get more definite terms on
It'll go to the committee first, and the committee can make recommendations.
I'm sorry, I switched tracks. We'll get more definite terms on the county's unrepresented management proposal.
Yeah.
Okay. Item 11, staff report.